So before starting our standing poses, and just because of staying at home, if you're feeling a little bit dull or unstimulated, then we'll do a few invigorating movements. So be on your mat, standing at the front edge, the narrow edge of your mat. Be in Tadasana. Feel the feet firmly onto the floor. Open the soles of your feet, weight the heel. Maintain that movement backward and see what happens to the frontal thigh. Broaden the clavicles, roll your shoulders back, broaden the ribs and lift the sternum. So lift the lower ribs, that bottom ridge rib region, so automatically the diaphragm is looked after. Frontal thighs must move closer to the bone, open the back of the legs. Trapezius moving down, and watch that the lumbar shouldn't be aggressive. Knees deep into their sockets. Now watch the big toes. Move the big toes in towards each other and the outer thigh moves in. When the big toes go out, the outer thigh goes out. Avoid this. Weighting the heels. Inhale. And raise the arms, Urdhva Hastasana. Learn to work and extend the inner upper arm. Roll the outer upper arm in. Shoulder blades moving into the body. Now don't let the ribs come forward. They have to broaden and lift as you open the armpit chest. Arms back level with the back of your ears. Soft, slow, quiet inhalation. Soft, slow, quiet exhalation. And Uttanasana. Elongate now the side ribs to the armpit. Armpit to the elbows. Exhale. Tadasana. Urdhva Hastasana. Uttanasana. Tadasana. Urdhva Hastasana. Uttanasana. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Uttanasana, Tadasana. Urdhva Hastasana, Uttanasana, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Uttanasana, Tadasana. Urdhva Hasta, Uttanasana, Adho Mukha Svanasana, Chaturanga Dandasana, Urdhva Mukha, Adho Mukha Uttanasana Tadasana. Soft, slow, quiet inhalation. Soft, slow, quiet exhalation. Throat quiet. Urdhvahasta Utkatasana Uttanasana. Bend the legs, Utkatasana Uttanasana Tadasana. Urdhvahastasana Utkatasana Uttanasana Adho Mukha Svanasana Urdhva Mukha Svanasana Adho Mukha Svanasana Uttanasana Utkatasana Tadasana. Soft, slow, quiet inhalation. Soft, slow, quiet exhalation. Throat quiet. Tadasana. Urdhvahasta. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Jump, jump, Urdhvahasta Asana. Don't scurry, jump. Urdhvahasta Asana, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Urdhvahasta. Tadasana. Urdhvahasta Adho Mukha Jump Adho Mukha Virasana. Lie yourself forward. Be there quiet. Have the knees apart, but don't widen them too much. Buttocks down, head of the femur down. As the head of the femur goes down, the sides of the trunk go forward. Extend the sides of the trunk and create space for the floating ribs to move forward. Sternum forward. And move the shoulder blades into the body. Sternum forward and release the back dorsal into the body with the side trunk going forward. Shoulders down. Extend the arms. Shoulders down. So there's no dome-shaped shoulders. Inhale, come up and sit in Dandasana. Danda means rod, so sit as straight as a rod. It's the basic pose for seated forward bends and it's the link for the twists. All forward bend extensions begin and end in Dandasana. The extension of the legs is different in standing poses and forward bends. Here, the legs must not harden, but the fibers should remain lengthened, not shortened. And also remember that once you start bending the legs for the variations of the forward bends. Sitting forward bends are more strenuous or more intense stretch than the standing forward bends. So sitting in Dandasana, hands beside the hips, arms straight, roll the shoulder bone back, lift the spine. Lift and separate the pubic plate from the legs. Keep that upward extension. So you're sitting up straight without collapsing the chest. Now feel the sit bones. Move the flesh of the buttock away from each other. As you do that, there's also a spreading of the anal mouth, because in an upright position, the anus is always closed. Here, it isn't. The skin from the frontal leg should move to the groin. Skin from the back of the legs should move to the heels. Move the inner groin down and lift the sternum plate. The thighs should press to the floor more than the calf. Descend the top quadriceps, making the thigh soft by pressing into the floor and elongating the spine. Centering the trunk over both straight legs, inner chip of the knee to the floor, pubic plate rotating, keeping that pubic plate, that lift, go forward, sternum forward of the side ribs moving sideways, sternum broadening, go to Paschimottanasana. Elbows going upward and outward. Pause. Now holding, get a good grip of your feet and lift up. Concave the back. Elongate the abdominal walls. Outer shoulder blade, dig into the back. Back ribs concave, pull the feet, lengthen from the pubic bone, looking up towards the ceiling, lengthen the waist, and then slowly, with that elongation, go forward. Bottom chest forward. Keep the abdomen on your thighs with extension. Open the bottom chest, especially that area below the nipple. So you're unfolding the lower chest, the lower stomach, completely release the bottom chest, the inner chest. Move the base of the stomach to go further forward. Stretch from the pubic bone to the navel. Now, watch the action of the outside of the upper femur. It mustn't move out. It must move in, not just a muscular movement. So with the inner chip of the knee moving down, don't broaden the hips. Release the back muscles, the abdominal walls with your breath. Allow the inner body to be moving forward. In Paschimottanasana, you can have that even extension, as most other forward bends are one-sided. So here, have that symmetrical extension and balance. And then for a few moments, be quiet there. Remember not to drop the head lower than the chest. So if it needs to be supported, support it. And just remain in a restful state. Here, the head and the heart are down. Soft, slow, quiet breath, soothing the nerves. And just allow the circulation to be improved around the pelvis. Just a quietening, a letting loose, a letting go, a calming down. Then in your own time, and if you wish to, continue with forward bends 2.